News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How are you doing this morning? My name is Jake Walker. I am your host. So happy to be here. It started out a little rainy. I had to jump up out of bed this morning at 6 a.m. because it started raining. And I remember I left my truck windows down. I'm like, ow, you know, that first thing in the morning when you're just like, I got to do something. That's not a way to wake up. But hey, I'm doing well. I've got my coffee. You can tell I'm talking really fast. I got some people in the studio going to be bringing you some good information today. We've got a great event coming up called Stuff the Bus with United Way, right? I've got Stephen Prestesader. He is the VP of Philanthropy and Communications. And I also have Julia Helton. She is the Community Impact Senior Manager, right? They are in the studio to tell you about this. We have calls and texts you can get in here. The lines are open, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. If you want to learn how to donate and get involved in this, this is going to be great. We're getting the kiddies back to school. It's already that time. It's like, you know, heat of the summer, and then we got to think about school right after that. So let's talk about it. Stephen, Julia, thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Go ahead. Don't be afraid of that microphone. Go ahead and pull it on over there. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Stuff the Bus. This is something I actually haven't, I've lived here for a few years. I haven't heard of this drive yet. So tell me a little bit. What is Stuff the Bus?
Yeah. So Stuff the Bus is a school supply drive that supports students in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties by providing the right tools to have a successful school year. It will be on July 25th this year. And what makes it so special is that it's the only supply drive supported by both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Okay, and how long has this been going on?
Early 2000s, before my time with United Way.
Yeah, we're coming up on 21 years now.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. We had Bobby remoting in here. Let me switch your input. Okay, there we go. Now I should be able to hear you.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, all right, cool. You're not Bobby Rossi. All right, 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions. Okay, so this brings together two counties, Santa Rosa and Escambia. And, you know, I remember when I was going back to school, that was always a point of anxiety for my mom, was getting the kids in the car. Of course, we lived on Mont Eagle Mountain in Tennessee, so the nearest anything that had clothing to buy or school supplies was about 45 minutes away, down a mountain, into the valley. So that was a definite point of anxiety for her, just the logistics of everything, but then having to pay for everything, having to get everything together. And then nowadays, I know with technology and things like that, the schools, do they require different things? Do you remember from when you were a kid? Because when I went to school, it was pencils and a pad of paper and some erasers.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit. Right now they've got this thing called thumb drives. This is crazy new technology. No, wow. They do have some new items that they do require. We've got this list you can check out on our website. We'll provide all the information to everyone, but yeah, go down the list, find the items, and if you feel the ability that you can provide for these students, for our communities, it'd be amazing. We've got 68,000 students between the two counties.
Wow.
The amazing thing about this program is, as Julia said, it's the only one that's supported by both school districts. Both superintendents support this program, both school boards, and these supplies go directly to these schools. And so if you can't find the time to get out, right, you can't make that drive to get down over to your local Walmart or Target, wherever it may be, to find those supplies, or you just can't afford them, you can contact the schools directly, and these supplies will be provided.
Great. And you mentioned Walmart and other locations. So where is this going to be happening? Where can people donate?
Yeah, so we will be set up at 6 Walmarts between the two counties, 3 in Escambia, so on Blue Angel Parkway, Creighton Road, and Mobile Highway. Okay. And then in Santa Rosa County, Pea Ridge, Navarre, and then Tiger Point.
That's my stompings.
Nice.
All right, so the website, it's the uwwf.org/STB for Stuff the Bus?
Stuff the Bus.
You can go there. If you see these flyers around town, you can even scan. There's a QR code, which is one of these also new things that were technical things. You could also text school 850 to the number 44321. That's pretty easy to remember. 4321, just add a 4. 44321 on your mobile device. If you're sitting at a light or something and you can safely get to that, do that. And that's easy. You can just make a monetary gift right there. Stuff the Bus coming up. Go to uwwf.org/STB. All right. So let's talk a little bit about these supplies, because some people may be a little in the dark about this, because like I said, there's things that, aren't exactly normal that we remember. But I see on here earbuds and headphones. That's an interesting one. I, I don't know a kid that doesn't have a wireless earbud in his ear nowadays, though, right?
Yeah.
Can they bring their own? Is there a special kind that they want?
So, you know, actually, it's open. I know that I put my daughter on the school bus in Center Elementary School. Yeah. One of the first things I had to put in there, which always shocked me, was a headset. Huh. And so, yeah, I mean, just, you know, any headset will do. If you had earbuds, that's great too. Yeah. They're a little easier to lose. But yeah, just anything that you can, if you find the time and you have the ability to do so, pick this stuff up. It's an amazing opportunity to give back.
Yes.
And I will say the supply list is provided and approved by the school district, so they will reach out to the teachers and see what's most needed, and that's kind of how it's brought together.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pencil sharpeners. That's old school.
I know,
that makes
right?
me feel not so old.
Yeah.
I used to love the pencil sharpener, man. I would go through so many, I would waste so many pencils just sharpening them and not using them and then sharpening them again. All right, so things like spiral notebooks, three-ring binders, washable markers, that's a big one, any kind of paper, erasers, number two pencils, notebooks, highlighters, we all love our highlighters and our pens, you know, just basic stuff, but these kids need it. Some kids, you know, like I said, it might be a point of anxiety for having to get to the store and buy all of this stuff, and this is a way for our community, two counties, two superintendents working together, which is special in itself. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of our other sponsors. Who all is coming together to make this possible?
Yeah, we've really got to say thank you to HCA Florida, Santa Rosa Energy, Navy Federal. We have Ascend Cares, which is Ascend Performance Materials, and International Paper. Okay. These agencies are absolutely amazing, stepping up to raise, at this point in time, $21,000 to go back right now to the two counties.
Nice.
School districts. We also, though, partner with WAAR. Amazing opportunity. Sue Strum will be out live actually the entire day. We can't thank them enough for all they do. Cat Country. Look at that.
Familiar.
Cat Country News Radio. Yep. You all have been partners with us for years. We thank you so much for all you do.
Yes.
Pensacola News Journal. Amazing partner as well. So we've got great media partners. And then the school districts themselves. The school districts really come out to support the buses, the staff, the team, the volunteers, just sorting the items. My gosh, the amount of stuff we got to sort to go through.
Exactly, because when you get it, it's usually just a big pile of stuff, and you've got to. So let's talk about that distribution really quick. How are these school supplies distributed among the two counties?
Yeah, so once the day is over, the bus is quite literally stuffed.
Right.
And they are sent back to the school district offices, the warehouse in Escambia County, and then the office in Santa Rosa County. Then the following day, on the 26th, the Santa Rosa County School District will bring in more volunteers to sort and organize that and pack it up and then distribute it out to the schools as soon as they can. Escambia County will be doing that the following Monday. And we had a meeting this week, and the warehouse manager was saying as soon as they're ready to go, they're going to go out the next day.
Oh, wow.
So they'll go out to the schools.
That's great. That's great. We're talking about Stuff the Bus. Mm-hmm. This is a school supply drive for our kids going back to school soon. Summer's almost over. You remember how long summer break used to seem when we were a kid?
Seemed last forever.
Man, it was forever. Yeah. I was like, oh, I've got all this time. What am I going to do? And then Nintendo came out. And then my life was different. 437-1620 if you want to call or text. If you have any questions, if you want to donate, it's really easy to do. You can go to uwwf.org. /STB for Stuff the Bus, or you can text SCHOOL 850 to 44321 to make a monetary gift. All of these proceeds will go to Santa Rosa and Escambia County kids. We're talking with Stephen Prestesater and Julia Helton from United Way of West Florida. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is News Radio Pensacola's Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You got a head full of paper, but baby, nothing like origami.
Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio Pensacola. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me this morning. It's going to be another hot and steamy one. Stay hydrated out there, folks. I've got Stephen Prestesader, the VP of Philanthropy and Communications, and also Julia Helton, the Community Impact Senior Manager for United Way of West Florida. Go to uwwf.org for more information. We're talking about Stuff the Bus, a school supply drive going on right now. It's two school districts coming together, Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Got lots of great sponsors, HCA, Florida West Hospital, Navy, Federal Credit Union, our own news radio, NCAT Country, our feline philanthropy we do here, WEAR, everybody's coming together for this to help the kids get back to school with the tools that they need to succeed. You can use that if you want. All right, so 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions or comments. Let's talk real quick about volunteers because we really need some help sorting this stuff, gathering it, getting it to the right place. How can people get involved and volunteer their time to help Stuff the Bus?
Yeah, volunteers are a key aspect of this day to making it successful. Mm-hmm. What the volunteers do is, as we mentioned, we'll be set up at these different Walmarts. We'll be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And volunteer shifts are in two-hour increments. So what it looks like is volunteers standing at the entrances, both entrances, mm-hmm. handing out the supply list to customers as they're walking in. And then when items are donated, supplies or monetary donations, the volunteers help sort and organize that. So we're needing six volunteers per shift to help us out with that.
Okay. All right. And how can people sign up for that?
Yes. So if you go to our website, uwwf.org, there is a white volunteer button on the top right-hand corner. They can click that, and that takes us to our volunteer platform called Get Connected. Hmm. On there, you can sign up for those shifts on the 25th, but then also the packing and sorting events with Santa Rosa County on the 26th, and then Escambia County on the 29th.
All right. And this is happening July 25th mm-hmm. at your local Walmart, Navarre, Tiger Point. You said where else?
Pea Ridge. And Milton, mm-hmm. Blue Angel Parkway, Creighton Road, and Mobile Highway.
Yeah. And you might see a box that says Stuff the Bus at your workplace or maybe your church. Let's talk about that. How can people get more involved, get an actual box where people, you know, go into church, go into their office every day, can throw some supplies in there? How does that work?
On our webpage, so uwwf.org, pensacola.org/STV. There is an interest form if you scroll to the very bottom that you can fill out and request boxes. United Way staff, we can deliver that to your office and you can host an in-house supply drive. Then you can drop it off on the actual day at a participating Walmart.
Okay, we'll be out there to even take photo ops. So if your organization wanted to come out to get a little recognition for that day, we have staff at all sites that they'll be managing all marketing aspects. If you come out to the Mobile Highway, however, we will be out live with WAR, and I'll be personally on site to help with that too, so we can help get some photos, bring a little extra recognition to your organization and all you do, but also raise some supplies for some kids.
Yes. And if you're out there listening, if you're thinking, well, maybe I can go pick some stuff up today, here's what we're kind of looking for. We need crayons, scissors, all the good stuff, glue sticks. Oh, man, I loved the smell of those glue sticks before they changed them and they're not toxic anymore. Right. White liquid glue, which may still be toxic. I don't know. Probably not. Folders, school box, spiral notebooks, three ring binders, washable markers, paper, basic calculator. Do you remember the Texas Instruments?
Oh, yeah.
Those calculators?
Oh, yeah.
Every teacher in my high school was totally scared of those things because they thought, oh, man, these kids are going to, man, they didn't have any idea what was around the corner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we didn't have internet until I was already out of high school. But anyway, composition notebooks, erasers, love some erasers, pencil sharpeners, blue and red pens, basic calculators, like I said, and earbuds, headphones. If your kid doesn't already have a set of earbuds or headphones, you know, those can get kind of pricey to get a good set of those. So if you have some laying around, if you want to go grab some really nice ones, throw them in there because some kid is really going to need that. Because I'm thinking that a lot of stuff could be laptop based in schools now or computer based to where kids have to sort of, you know, section themselves off from everybody else taking other things and looking at other things. So they need to have that audio, you know, to where it's not loud in the room. So that makes sense. So that's a way you can help. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. The lines are open. We are going to make an impact with this school supply drive. It's called Stuff the Bus, July 25th at your local Walmarts. Check that out. You can also text SCHOOL 850 to the number 44321 right from your handset. That's really easy, 44321. And you can give a monetary donation there to help our kids when they go back to school. There's a lot of anxiety about going back to school. They got to worry about what they're going to be wearing, if they've got the latest this or the latest that. And this is just a way to help them, you know, take their mind off of some of the basics that they will need just to go back to school. UWWF.org/STB for Stuff the Bus. WEAR is going to be out there. If you want a good, like you said, if you want a good photo op for social media, come on out there. You guys are on Facebook as well, United Way?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're on all the fun platforms.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm sure there'll be videos and pictures from the event. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for quite some time, right? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, like I said, if you have any questions, comments, let us know. What's your favorite part about this supply drive? I mean, I know you guys work really hard on other events, but what's your favorite part of this?
I think mine, quite honestly, is hearing the number at the end, how much we've collected. So last year in 2023, the school districts track it a little differently, how much is collected and how widespread it is.
Mm-hmm.
In Santa Rosa County, supplies went to over 12,000 students.
Wow.
And then in Escambia County, it went to all the elementary schools.
Mm.
So the impact of it is so widespread, and it does make a true difference. So hearing that number is just a great reminder as to why we do it and why we keep doing it.
Yeah. I'd say smiling faces on children. I mean, you know, to know that they have the supplies to succeed in school is huge. Knowing that they are going to be able to, you know, learn just as everyone else does in that class, not feel that anxiety of not having that, is amazing. The parents, it's just in general, I think it's the smiles on the faces and just the people are a little happier knowing they're going to be able to succeed.
Right. And, you know, the anxiety portion of this, I remember when I was in school, if you didn't have like Reebok pumps or Jordans on, like you were that kid.
Yeah.
And, nowadays, you know, kids, you know, there's so many like Stanley cups and like all this weird stuff that just is a fad for a moment. That causes a lot of anxiety,
you know,
for kids because they don't want to be left out. They don't want to be that odd kid out. So help today. Get these volunteer your time or your skills. Go and help them sort supplies because there's going to be a lot of it. These buses are going to be stuffed to the max. UWWF.org/STB. And you can also give a monetary donation by texting school 850 to 44321. We're talking with Stephen Prestesader and Julia Helton. We're going to be right back. We're going to take our last little commercial break and be back to wrap this up. If you have any questions, let us know, 850-437-1620.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me. I've got the United Way of West Florida in the studio, Stephen Prestesader and Julia Helton, talking about on July 25th, we're going to stuff the bus. This is going to be a big school supply drive. Go to uwwf.org/STB for more information. So if parents want to sign up and get some of these supplies for their kids, how do we do this?
Yeah, so parents will contact their child's school directly, and the schools can help coordinate getting those supplies to their kids and their parents.
Okay. Yeah,
but they'll need to contact their schools directly.
Okay, all right. And if you want to donate, even monetarily, you can actually choose where that money goes?
Yes. So when you donate, there is an option to select the county, Escambia, Santa Rosa, or both, and that donation goes directly to the school districts. What's really helpful about that is it allows the school districts to actually buy in bulk, so they're able to buy more supplies
for
a cheaper price. Yeah,
The old, and it's fitting that you're at Walmart because that's kind of what they do.
It's
how they bring you those low prices.
Yes,
that's right.
And let's talk about our sponsors again real quick. I know Stephen, you wanted to highlight one of our Centennial sponsors.
Yeah, the big thing we want to say is a huge thank you to FPL, Centennial sponsor for our entire 100th year. We're really excited about that. The big push we have is to everyone out there, the focus we want you to know is give 100, whether it's 100 pennies, $100, or 100% of your time. Volunteer, give back, but in this time, just find a way to give 100.
Keeping it 100. All right, News Radio Pensacola, Pensacola Expert Panel, thank you so much. July 25th at your local Walmart, Stuff the Bus, School Supply Drive. Text SCHOOL 850 to 44321 to make a monetary donation. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.